Recent numbers from the state health department show the number of teenagers smoking cigarettes in New York State has dropped dramatically in the last 16 years. But that does not mean tobacco use by adolescents is going down. WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports.
When Chris Owens, who runs a tobacco health program at St. Joseph's Hospital in Syracuse, saw figures showing an 84% drop in the teen smoking rate since 2000, he was ecstatic.
That made me feel so good when I saw it, that drastic decrease in the cigarette use, because that's really the key to long-term tobacco abstinence.
But the next set of stats weren't so great, showing total teen tobacco use on the rise.
It's just disheartening that it's just moved from cigarettes to other tobacco products.
Those other products are mostly electronic cigarettes. Teen use of vaping devices has doubled in just 2 years, according to New York State. Joseph Wicks, community engagement coordinator for the Tobacco-Free Network of Central New York, thinks one of the biggest reasons for the increase is a relentless advertising and marketing campaign aimed at teens.
When you're pummeled with such a huge budget, I mean, $800,000 a day, that's ridiculous, and just in New York State. And they're seeing it all the time. It becomes normal.
One other thing that strikes these smoking cessation experts is that many teens think vaping is safe. But Owen says studies show that aerosol produced by e-cigarettes contains ultrafine particles linked to lung disease. The other disturbing thing, says Owens, is it's harder to kick a nicotine addiction as an adult when it latches onto the growing brain of a teenager. In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.